A bright yellow sheet, 8 inches wide, 6 1/2 inches deep, sprouted in my right hand. Excitement propelled me from a hammock strung between 2 30-foot-tall palms. I luxuriated in the warmth of soft white sand beneath my bare feet. Out in tranquil, translucent water, Bobby Mack completed a cast from the deck of the Serendipity, our cabin cruiser. Perfect beauty on a perfect day. If that sounds idyllic, heaven provides every pleasure. Whatever vista we most enjoy, there we are. Steep slopes with fresh snow, a bustling visit to a heavenly Harrods. Oh my, that royal blue body-sculpted sleeveless knit dress. Reverie in dappled shade beneath live oak trees. Or perhaps it is conversation you enjoy. Dorothy Parker's wit is always pointed and poignant. Abigail Adams's pithy comments intrigue. Socrates provides gentle queries. Eagerly, I scanned the telegram. Come soonest. Spectral scandal brewing. Wiggins. I waggled the telegram to catch my husband's attention. Braced against the pull of a fish, Bobby Mack shouted, Wiggins, good for you. Have fun. A summons from Wiggins. What could be more heavenly? Telegram in the age of digital connections? Heavenly? Dorothy Parker? Abigail Adams? Socrates? Wiggins? Perhaps I should explain. If we haven't met before, I am Bailey Ruth Rayburn, late of Adelaide, Oklahoma. Late as in deceased. Late as in dearly departed. Late ever since Bobby Mack and I went down to the depths when a storm struck the gulf and sank the Serendipity. If contemplating spirits and heaven makes you uneasy, it isn't my intention to distress you. Unequivocally real are a pump jack's rhythmic chug as it pulls oil to the surface, a moose on a hillside, bacteria in a petri dish. Equally real are gossamer thoughts, the caress of a breeze, the memory of a kiss. From there, the imaginative understand there are dimensions beyond the material world. That's where I come in. Or from. I am pleased to inform you that I have the honor to serve as an emissary from Heaven's Department of Good Intentions, returning to Earth to help someone in trouble. Do I sense amusement? A dismissal of the possibility of heaven? Pause, please. Recall an instant when joy suffused you. Perhaps you heard a haunting melody, or someone you loved stepped into the room, or dawn splashed the sky with red and orange. You've experienced moments of transcendent glory that can never be described or explained. For a quivering, unforgettable instant, you knew beauty in your soul. Well, my dears, that is heaven. As for the Department of Good Intentions, come with me.